What useless or nonsensical talent do you have?
Unique, even.
Yes, U of L grad realized, Connor realized that he can, while blindfolded, correctly assemble a Mr. Potato Head doll.
Get set, go.
Wow.
Stop.
7-9.
Yeah.
He found all the holes.
He sure did.
Right?
Yes, he did.
And they were all, the eyes were in the right place, the mouth,
I guess,
they didn't.
Yes.
That's the fun of Mr. Potato Head. You can really put him anywhere.
Right. And the record was like 12 seconds. He nailed it, and as you heard, under 8.
Shattered it.
So shattered the record.
Shattered the
he
record.
He got a little medallion,
he got a plaque. Yes.
And so Connor is now a Guinness Book of World Records holder.
That's awesome.
And says he is wanting to raise awareness for Usher syndrome, which causes progressive hearing loss and blindness. So,
that was doing great.
Yes, doing
method
great
to do that. Yeah,
for sure. So we thought, you know what? What weird, unique talent do you have? We got a text from a listener. Shayna, who said, I can do a helium voice on command.
Oh.
And sent along a little example.
Oh, Daddy, can you pet my toes?
She sounds a little like, I want to pet that dog.
I want to pet that dog.
Pet that dog.
I want to pet that dog. Yeah, we got another text from a listener who was like, toes, I can pop my toes on command.
Yeah, no, that's what derailed it the first time. That's great.
Well,
we're going to move away from toes.
I know, and we don't need to linger on
Let's
it too
not
much.
Do that.
But Kelly said that I hate it. I can't have my toes popped. And,
yeah.
And I said, well, you just haven't had the proper technique
yet.
It feels great.
No,
to have
gonna.
Your toes popped.
Who else? Somebody else texted and said they can pick up anything with their feet.
Destiny.
Okay, Destiny. It's like she's like, I have another set of hands.
Yeah, she said, my wildly useless talent is I can pick up anything and everything with my toes.
That's great.
If you were to cut my hands off, I'd be fine.
She'd
I could just
fine.
Use my toes.
Yep. Jessica from J-Town. I sneeze exactly 3 seconds after someone says the word pickle. I've tested it 47 times. I'm basically a human pickle alarm.
That is so random.
What?
That is so like
that is so odd.
My daughter will sneeze whenever she goes out into the sun. It's just an involuntary reaction she has to the sun. And it was funny because we were out to dinner with some friends the other day and their daughter did the same thing.
Really?
Yes. And so it was like, oh, kindred spirits, look at that.
Look at that. Yeah. Kyle, I have none. But my husband, name almost any dead celebrity, and he can tell you where they're buried. Sometimes he can tell you who they're buried next to.
Wow.
That is wild random
knowledge.
That is
wild. Kimberly says, according to my family, I make things magically appear because even though they've looked everywhere, they still cannot find them. They ask me and poof, it appears.
What a blessing. You need to get like a magic wand so that every time you find something, you can be like, boop.
I mean, literally the meme is real.
Yeah.
Where you start looking harder once your wife starts to walk over, like, hey, can you find can you grab the ketchup out of the fridge? And you're like, I don't know where the ketchup is. And she's like, fine, I'll get it myself. And it's right in front of your face.
Yes, 1,000% that's the way that works. Yep. Derek, I discovered I can stack 14 Pringles on my pinky finger without breaking a single one.
Breaking a single pinky?
Pringle.
Oh. These are the useless, nonsense, unique talents that you have. We'll take some more coming up. We have a ton of text to get, to get to. And if you're watching on the stream, yes, this is real.
We
is
are real
this
people.
Real?
Welcome to it.
Welcome to it. We'll take some more.
SB Hatnager. Welcome.
What unique talent do you have, Connor? Has a Guinness World Record for learning how to put together a Mr. Potato Head doll blindfolded.
Yeah, there under 8 seconds, pretty quick. Megan says, my friends are fascinated. I can identify any fast food restaurant solely by the sound of its drive-through speaker.
I think usually when they say, hi, welcome to McDonald's, that probably is a getaway.
That's a clue.
That's probably a clue.
That is a clue.
that is a clue. We got a text from our listener, Tattooed Mexican, who says, his message isn't pulling up. Oh, yeah, it's it. He says, buenos dias. I can literally put my tongue over my nose, kind of a unique but useless. My wife says otherwise.
She's a fan. That's
okay,
great.
She's a fan of that.
All right. Jamie, I can crawl on all fours extremely fast. Oh, wow.
That sounds terrifying.
It does sound terrifying and creepy. I found this out as a teenager in Taekwondo. We did a lot of weird exercises in our workouts. Crawling was one. And I got tagged in to crawl to one side of the gym and back and went fast AF. I burned everyone. I crawl like a rock skipping across a pond. I even surprised myself. I remember some people laughing at the time, but it definitely must look strange. I did it at home a few times to show people, but it gave me a rug burn very easily.
That's like if you saw him crawling on all fours at you, that would be
terrifying.
I'd be
thinking this is like
exorcism or something.
Yes, Walking Dead stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Sarah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I can throw up on command.
Oh.
Which is a gross, not nearly as useful as crying, but I can
not,
do it.
Not as useful as crying. Raymond says, I can solve a Rubik's Cube in around 9 seconds.
Ooh.
Unless I get faster, it's not like I can make any money from it or anything.
Well, look up the Guinness World Record.
Nine seconds?
That sounds pretty fast.
Dang.
I would look that up.
Yeah.
Angela, I can cut my hands together and shoot water 10 to 12 feet in a straight line.
This is hysterical.
It's like
this is hysterical.
Always having a water pistol on me. When I do it without water, it makes a fart noise, which is also like having a whoopee cushion.
This is funny.
That's a 2-for-1 talent right
that
there.
That is. Cut my hand. Oh, like do the whole.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can wow your friends at the pool with that.
Oh, Vanessa, I can fold a fitted sheet so well it looks indiscernible from a folded flat sheet. That is really good.
Sam says, I'm weirdly good at recognizing fonts.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's Times New Roman. That is Helvetia.
That's the, how do you say
Arial?
No.
Comic Sans script?
Maybe. Maybe. There's a lot of good ones.
Penny. Oh, gosh. We did a whole segment on this one time.
We absolutely did.
Penny said, I can laugh genuinely with a completely straight face. It creeps people out.
I'm creeping myself out. That is, no, don't do that.
It's like an evil laugh.
It is.
It is kind of like an evil laugh. That's funny. anyways, some fun answers there. I can do a great gorilla impression. My 2-year-old loves it.
Yes.
That's great, Mason. Thank you.
I kind of need a video of the crawling on all fours.
Brittany says, any of those weird brain teasers I can do first try while everyone else struggles, like the whole pat your head, rub your belly thing.
Oh, yeah.
Practically a party
Extremely,
trick at this point.
Yes, coordinated. That's yeah, good.
That is good. That's good. All right, good ones. Thank you for that.
Awesome. Because it's talented.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. If you've got any unique or useless talents, love to hear them.
Let's celebrate you.
On 99.70 JX.